For those expecting to hear an encore episode of the English Defense League radio show, host Jeff Mitchell and I decided that while we're on vacation, there's room for a little bit of reciprocity, as the English Defense League radio show is being repeated right now at the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com. That in mind, we're introducing a couple of shows that I did in the very recent past that still have significance today, and which can resonate with citizens of the United Kingdom. What follows is a program that I did on the 28th of July, 2018, called PEDOS. And in that span of 1 year, our governments have only accelerated their seeming support for both pedophilia and its practitioners. The need for people on both sides of the pond and around the planet to be aware of these efforts has never been greater. In order to counter this abomination, we must be aware so that we can effectively fight back.
Stand by for action!
Thank you, Donovan. My name's Dave Milner. I am the Unpleasant Blind Guy. Now, people, this one's going to be about as difficult for you to listen to as it is for me to do. But it has to be done. You see, over the decades, we've been told that if we do not openly and loudly advocate alternative sexual lifestyles, choices, and orientations, that we are thisists and thatists and thisophobes and thatophobes. We're old-fashioned, closed-minded, not with it. And that when we express concern about the future of our children and our grandchildren, we're told that our fears are groundless and based simply on bigotry. Well, people, the blurring of the lines of right and wrong have now actually reached our children, and the progressive left is gearing up to make pedophilia a civil right with everything that that implies. I'm going to start out with a pair of tweets that I just became conscious of. Now, the first one is from April the 4th, 2017, and it's by an individual named Tom Wilson. His Twitter address is at TomWilson001, by the way. And he tweeted, "It isn't harmful if they enjoy it. Children can learn to enjoy sex with an older partner if they experience it with consent." And he ends the tweet with hashtag love is love and a nice little rainbow heart after it. The second tweet comes from the same day. "Because conservatives are close-minded and afraid of change. We live in a progressive era now, comma. It's time to ditch pedosexual phobia. Hashtag LGBTP. Now, you notice right there, people, that what Wilson, if that's really his last name, is trying to do is to bring pedophilia into the LGBT community, thereby providing it with an umbrella under which it will be advocated as a civil right. And if you think I'm being melodramatic about this, just look at the increase in the times that you see people advocating now for the rights of pedophiles. I'm recording this on July the 18th, 2018. I'll remind you of a segment I did a few weeks back in a show called All In, Part 3. Please attend, because there's going to be more. You might want to grab a barf bag and give this a listen. Now, this was published by WUSA-TV Channel 9 in Washington, D.C., and the headline on it is Virginia congressional candidate wants to make incest legal.
I want to warn you about this next story because a Northern Virginia candidate running for Congress has some shocking, dangerous, and downright disturbing views about children and women. Nathan Larson is an accountant who lives in Fauquier County.
This is hard to read and certainly hard to hear. He admittedly thinks it's okay for adults to have sex with children. He even wants to make it legal. Northern Virginia Bureau Chief Peggy Fox is in Catlett, Virginia tonight, and she spoke to him.
Normally, we don't give people with abhorrent beliefs a platform in which to share those ideas. But this man is running for Congress, and as much as I personally hate to put this man on TV, we believe it's important for people to know why he's running for Congress. Nathan Larson told me he wants to, quote, restore liberty and make incest legal.
What about sexual relations with your own children?
Like, I would favor, like, legalizing incest.
Why is that?
Just because personal freedom.
What about the children's rights? Wouldn't that be rape to have sex with a child?
Well, like with girls, I mean, I just believe that it should be for fathers to make those decisions.
And you don't find anything wrong with that?
I mean, it's not for me to intrude on another family and tell them what they should do.
Wouldn't that be really dangerous for children?
I don't see how we know that. Like,
children are human beings. They're not property. What about their protection?
The law doesn't treat them as having the full rights of adults.
Nathan Larson also told me he doesn't think wives should be allowed to accuse their husbands of rape. Now, I talked to the Virginia State Board of Elections, and they tell me that Nathan Larson is not an official candidate because independents cannot be official until June 12th. But Larson says he's gotten the required 1,000 signatures and filed the paperwork. He's running in District 10, which is not where he lives. District 10 is represented right now by Republican Barbara Comstock. In Catlett, Peggy Fox, WUSA 9.
Now, as you see there, there are people actually hiding behind even first principles of the United States of America, trying to make full civil rights for pedophiles a reality in our country today. And this goes across the planet, folks. And the almost completely open advocacy for pedophilia in academia has been going on now for years, only under very thin cover. I'm going to include an article by Andrew Gilligan of the London Daily Express in the pertinent documents for this program that can be found at UBG Contact on Twitter. That's where you can contact me with comments, questions, show suggestions, Awesome American suggestions, and I'm also available as Dave Milner on Facebook, the Tea Party Community in MeWe, and a Magador on Gab. The story from Mr. Gilligan comes from 2014. That's how long it's been taking for the lid to come slowly off of this Pandora's box of future horror for our children. And academia's arguments for pedophilic rights are well marshaled in their community and ready to be spun out through the leftist media to the general population. So what is their reasoning? How can supposedly intelligent people advocate for the exposure of children to these sick, evil monsters? Well, you're going to hear some of that reasoning right after you hear this from Paul Watson, which ironically was posted on YouTube on October the 31st, 2017. This one is titled, Antifa Supports Pedophilia? And I'll tell you guys, before I start it, I hadn't really intended to lean on Mr. Watson again, as I have already done so last week. But in the course of researching for this show, I happened to come across his video, and it shows that not only is academia preparing for a full-on push to make pedophilia a civil right, but they are being joined by other elements of the progressive left. from every corner of that political ideology that you can think of. Please listen to Mr. Watson, and I recommend again, as I recommend subscribing to my own Spreaker page, subscribing to his page on YouTube. Paul Joseph Watson.
So you thought Antifa, the group that assaults wheelchair users and violently attacks people for having a different opinion, couldn't damage its own brand any further? Well, think again. During a protest against a Mike Cernovich speech at Columbia University, Antifa demonstrators marched behind a banner that said, "No white supremacy, no Mike Cernovich, and no pedo bashing."
Our streets! Our streets!
With the logo of Antifa alongside the logo of NAMBLA, the North American Man Boy Love Association, a paedophile advocacy group. So let me get this straight. You advocate violently assaulting people for exercising their First Amendment rights, and you also advocate defending people, presumably with physical force, who molest children. Yeah, good luck resonating with that message. No wonder you guys are so obsessed with blocking cameras.
We got to fight back!
You can block my camera, just don't touch me.
Oh, and they also said Cernovich would be assassinated soon, because they're nice like that.
Well, welcome to everybody, especially the people who haven't realized that you can let me talk to 50 people that I like, or you can throw a fit and riot and I'll talk to millions. You can talk to millions. You're my intern. You are my marketing intern. Thanks to you, I'll get millions of people watching my message. So thank you very much.
And for those claiming that someone else gave them the sign, doesn't even matter if they did. Either they chose to march behind it, or they didn't even read what they were advocating. Oh, someone might have pulled a false flag against Antifa to make them look bad. Boo-hoo. Cry me a fucking river. They're a bunch of scumbags who attack innocent people. Who cares? But see how rapidly the leftist media rushed to Antifa's defense yet again. The same media that says nothing about the numerous fake hate crimes used to smear Trump and his supporters. But should we really be surprised that Antifa is embracing pedophilia? More mainstream elements of the left have been embracing pedophilia for years. Hollywood is run by pedophiles, and they're being exposed one by one every single day. Yet the media still runs defense for child molesters like Kevin Spacey. Left-wing celebrities all worship and defend fugitive pedophile Roman Polanski.
Yes, Roman Polanski. I'm very sorry that he's in jail.
Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign had a predatory sex offender right at its core. Salon.com gave a platform to a pedophile to argue that it was all just a misunderstood sexual preference and produced a dreamy puff piece profile where he fantasized about molesting kids.
I took on a regular babysitting gig. She was five. She was a precocious girl. She was advanced for her age. She was also very independent. A lot of my fantasies actually revolve around little girls who are in some way more powerful than I am.
The New York Times publishes articles saying pedophilia shouldn't even be a crime. Elements of the left embrace pedophilia because they're degenerate scum who don't have any morals or principles. So save me the moral grandstanding when you accuse Mike Cernovich of framing Antifa for being pro-pedophilia. It just doesn't wash. Who, by the way, are also meeting with Islamic jihadists because they share the same goals. So Antifa has literally aligned itself with pedophiles and terrorists while chastising their own supporters for being white.
I put myself at risk for arrest all the time.
While bragging about using AK-47s to kill conservatives.
Okay, you're gonna take the knife. How much of a evening you got?
I have a, like, on the border between just a regular rifle and an assault weapon and a sawed-off style shotgun.
I've got two AKs coming.
Given the amount of people in the media and on the left who all embraced Antifa and punch a Nazi after Charlottesville, do you think any of them are starting to regret it.
Now that shows you the scope of support that pedophilia now has among various elements of the leftist community. But as I was saying earlier, what could the reasoning of these academics possibly be? How could they justify advocating for these people who are at best sick and should be removed from our societies for the protection of our own children? Well, you're going to hear some of that. And I want to say a big thank you to Tanya Groth for bringing this to my attention. Tanya Groth has guested on this program more than once, and I may well have her back again. She is a good citizen pundit from Denmark and civil rights activist in her own right. The following was published on YouTube by Chip Kipperly on June the 19th, 2018, and the title of it is Pedophilia is a Natural Sexual Orientation, Mirahan Hein, TEDx University, University of Würzburg. But before we hear and I analyze the actual audio, I want to give you Chip's video notes. They're very interesting, particularly given the open atmosphere of advocacy for pedophilia that there is coming from the progressive left today. Given how Alphabet Incorporated, which runs Google and YouTube, have aligned themselves with everything cultural from the progressive left, these notes are not surprising. TEDx is trying to hide their most recent video from YouTube due to the excessive negative feedback. They've been actively issuing copyright notices to any uploads of this video, even though it is licensed under Creative Commons. Not only are they trying to shove this down the memory hole, YouTube algorithms are automatically blocking the original video before it can even be published. I had to edit this video and re-encode it in order to get past the algorithms. Then hashtag TEDgate. Now for the actual audio. And people, I hope that you brought more than one barf bag with you, because some of this is truly amazingly horrific. And I'll point out here that it begins with the time-honored leftist technique of garnering for sympathy. After this young lady gets done with her initial talk-up, I'm sure there wasn't a dry eye in the house. But there was more to come, which you'll hear. Here we go.
Let me tell you about Jonas. Jonas is 19 years old. He studies law in Munich. In his spare time, he likes to play soccer.
Now guys, I don't know what kind of a name this woman has, whether it's German, Austrian, or something else, but I do know one thing. People from her part of the world call soccer football. So why did she just say to an audience that is obviously an international one, that in his spare time her friend likes to play soccer? Could it be because she's trying to angle this message directly towards the Western world, including the United States of America? Listen on and decide for yourself.
Jonas has a secret which he thinks he cannot share with anyone, not even with his best friend or with his parents. He's just too afraid of anger, rejection, and repulsion. Jonas knows that he has to suppress his sexual drive for his entire life. And he also knows that there will never be a loving and fulfilling partnership that he can enter. Because Jonas is a pedophile. He's only attracted to female children between the ages of 6 and 12 years. But since he's aware of the consequences for the children, he has never given in to his sexual drive. What is pedophilia? And what is it not?
And here it comes, folks. In the fine tradition of rapist-in-chief William Jefferson Clinton from the 1990s, let's start defining what things are and what things are not. But note that it is an academic that is defining what things are and what things are not. People, I have said to you time and again, and I'm going to continue to say, do not allow others to define your reality for you. You define it for yourself. Use your belief in God. Use the good principles that you were raised with and create those definitions for yourself. If you allow people like this to start defining things for you, they will lead you down a dark path. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, keep listening.
In the ICD-10, the International Classification System for Illnesses, pedophilia is coded as the sexual preference for pre-adolescent children. It is listed under the sexual disorders. Whether the persistent occurrence of sexual thoughts and feelings for pre-adolescent children have been acted upon or not is not relevant to the diagnosis. Like every other sexual orientation, pedophilia can have different characteristics. For example, it can be heterosexual, it can be homosexual, bisexual. Some pedophiles are exclusively attracted to children. Others are not exclusively attracted to children, but they're also sexually interested in adults. But their main sexual interest lies within children. Only if this main sexual interest is given, we talk about pedophilia. The vast majority of all pedophiles are men, about 99%. Within the male population, 1 to 2% are considered to be pedophiles. This translates to about 60 million people worldwide. This is as much as the population of Italy or of South Africa. Therefore, pedophilia is not an irrelevant phenomenon we can't simply ignore. Chances every one of you knows at least one pedophile are higher than that you don't know anyone.
Now, a couple of things here. First, you notice that she whips out statistics. Well, remember that Mark Twain said that there are lies, damn lies, and statistics. Now, we really have to ask ourselves, people, where is she getting these statistics from? Remember, she's a representative of academia, the same academia that is advocating for the normalization of pedophilia. So in which direction do you think her statistics are going to be skewed? Also, she's using a rather famous technique of the progressive left. There are a lot of these people, so we just have to let them do whatever they want to do. I've heard this same excuse used to defend the depredations of Islam and the horrors that Mohammedans inflict on non-Muslims. Watch out for these two techniques as we listen forward.
We haven't found out yet why pedophilia occurs. There are biological, social, and psychological factors to it. It occurs unrelated to social economical status and unrelated to educational level. So generally speaking, anyone could be born a pedophile.
Now, once again, you see a favorite technique of academia when they want to defend a group of people that they're advocating for. This behavior isn't taught. This behavior isn't learned. This is just something that people are born with. So we just have to deal with the fact that they are as they are. Again, I've heard this argument many times when it comes to Mohammedans. And I don't buy it. No one is born evil. This is learned behavior often. Now, I won't say that there aren't some who are born to have an affinity in one direction or another, but this can be compounded, as is Islamic terrorism, through teachings, through religious doctrine, as in Islam, or through media, as we have been seeing now for over 40 years. Let's continue listening.
It is crucial to understand the difference between pedophilia and child sexual abuse, which is illegal and must always be. Pedophilia is only the sexual preference for pre-adolescent children.
Did you hear that, guys? There is the wedge that the left will use to try and normalize pedophilia and make it a civil right, not to be violated by non-pedophiles. The argument will be, well, if they haven't actually abused any children, then they should be allowed to be in our society normally and hold jobs normally, including jobs where they'll be around the children that they crave. Let's keep going.
The difference between child sexual abuse and pedophilia becomes very obvious when we look at scientific studies. Think about it for yourself. What do you think? What percentage of child molesters are pedophiles? Have a guess. Is it 20%, 40%, 60%, maybe even 80%? In fact, scientific studies indicate that only 20 to 30% of all child molesters are pedophiles. The vast majority of perpetrators are not pedophiles, but they're sexually interested in adults. Children can easily become victims of child sexual abuse because of their loyalty and because of ease of access. For example, a stepfather might abuse a stepdaughter because he feels anger or jealousy towards her mother. Not every pedophile abuses children, and not everyone who abuses children is a pedophile. Differentiating between these two groups is essential.
And another twofer here. Number one, she talks about quote-unquote scientific studies. Once again, most scientific studies come from academia. And who is the brain cache of the progressive left now advocating for the civil rights of pedophiles? So what do you think that their quote-unquote scientific studies are going to indicate? And the number two. Once again, she's trying to differentiate the two groups. They're the good ones and the bad ones. So, of course, we have to let the good ones have all the civil rights that they are due as human beings. They're not potentially evil or dangerous, so let them have all the access in society that everyone else does. But let's move on.
Let me be very clear here. Abusing children is wrong, without any doubt. But a pedophile who doesn't abuse children has done nothing wrong.
What did I say earlier, folks? See, I've only reviewed this audio one time before this review. And I called it. They may be a pedophile, but they've done nothing wrong, so give them equal civil rights. The left are nothing if not predictable. Let's move on.
I want to quickly summarize where we are at the moment. According to current research, pedophilia is an unchangeable sexual orientation, just like, for example, heterosexuality. No one chooses to be a pedophile. No one can cease being one. The difference between pedophilia and other sexual orientations is that living out this sexual orientation will end in a disaster. So let's think about Jonas again. How can we help him not to cause such a disaster? How can we help him not to live out his sexual urges? How can we prevent child sexual abuse? In fact, scientific studies indicate that one of the strongest predictors for child sexual abuse committed by pedophiles is social isolation. People who can't tell anyone that they're pedophiles logically won't get any help. For example, they can't tell their friends that they can't go to the beach because children in swimsuits might be there as well. They can't get support for situations they might not control entirely. And they can never be completely frank with someone else. We can make a difference for Jonas. We, as a society, can be there for him.
Now just wait for it, people. She's softened you up about how Jonas is a pedophile and can't change that. And no pedophile can change being a pedophile. But what can we as a society do to help Jonas, the one that we feel so sorry for now? Well, even though I already told you, she's about to tell you.
At the moment, we live in a world that already excludes pedophiles because of their preference alone. Someone who's lonely and excluded from society has little to lose and is at much higher risk to commit a crime, like, for example, child sexual abuse. We can make Jonas feel that he stays a valuable member of our society, although he's a pedophile. Right now, most of us feel discomfort when we think about this scenario. And most of us feel discomfort when we think about pedophiles. But just like pedophiles, we are not responsible for our feelings. We do not choose them. But we are responsible for our actions. And we must make a decision. It is in our responsibility to reflect and to overcome our negative feelings about pedophiles and to treat them with the same respect we treat other people with. We should accept that pedophiles are people who have not chosen their sexuality and who, unlike most of us, will never be able to live it out freely if they want to lead an upright life. We should accept that pedophilia is a sexual preference, a thought, a feeling, and not an act. We should differentiate between child sexual abuse and pedophilia. We shouldn't increase the suffering of pedophiles by excluding them, by blaming and mocking them. By doing that, we increase their isolation and we increase the chance of child sexual abuse. Only if they make themselves recognizable because they're not afraid of punishment, of anger and rejection, can we better understand the causes of pedophilia and we can improve their treatment. We can help them accept their sexuality and help them learn to refrain from acting on their sexual urges which cause harm to children. We can encourage them never to commit child sexual abuse. We can help them refrain from entering dangerous situations they might not control entirely. And We can prescribe medication.
People, you might want to put on a helmet, just so it doesn't make a mess when I blow your mind. Did you know that the unpleasant blind guy could get a driver's license? Oh, yeah. I could get a driver's license. See, since the 1980s, there have been binoculars that I could have worn so that I could have seen all of the stuff on the road. No peripheral vision, but really good vision going forward. I could have done it. So why did I choose not to? Why did I choose a life of dependence on other people? Let me tell you, sports fans, it sucks to have to depend on other people when you want to take motorized transportation anywhere. So why would I make that choice when I could do what you sighted guys can do all the time, just hop in the car and go? It's because I know that even with those binoculars, I have no peripheral vision. And that is no good in traffic. It's a decision I made a long time ago because I did not want to ever be responsible for someone else being hurt in an accident. I knew I was making a big, life-changing decision, and it has affected my life ever since. But it's a decision I made, and it's a decision I'm comfortable with because I know that it was the wise decision. And it's also a wise decision for states to require a vision limit when it comes to issuing driver's licenses. If I want to join the military, or if I want to drive a city bus, or if I want to get a pilot's license, I have to have a certain visual acuity. Now, I can get various aids to help me do all of those things, but they would probably consist of a human guide. It would not be natural. I would not have the ability to do those same things that my sighted brothers and sisters can do. So I don't try to do them, and I don't advocate that society force itself to allow me to do those things. That is because my vision is as it is. And so it should be for pedophiles. They should not be accepted as normal and given all of the access to children that they want until they actually destroy a child's life. Let's move on.
This approach has already been successful. In the last 10 years, more than 9,500 people have received help in a prevention network called Kein Täter werden, which means don't offend in English, at university hospitals in Germany. The last survey shows that 98% have never committed child sexual abuse.
Oh yes, absolutely. Let's instigate a program all over the world that's used in Germany, a country that is very likely second only to Sweden in its problems with rape and with child sexual abuse. Now, I don't know if Germany actually is second only to Sweden, but it's up there especially with the population of Mohammedans that it has imported. Not a great example, sports fans. Let's move on.
Unfortunately, this program is not gonna eradicate child sexual abuse, but it is the first step in the right direction. Pedophiles who have received treatment have a better understanding of who they can turn to in order to prevent abuse before it happens. Most of you might ask themselves now, why is she telling us that? 5 years ago, I first heard about Jonas's life. Prior to that, I have never really thought about pedophilia, and I had just adapted the prevalent societal view about it without never really questioning it. I felt anger and disgust about pedophiles. my perspective has been completely changed by hearing Jonas's story, hearing about his cruel fate, and understanding the difference between child sexual abuse and pedophilia. As a medical student with a background in psychology, I feel it as my responsibility to help others overcome and escape wrong stigmatization and to have a positive impact on our future society.
Let me translate that one real quickly for you folks. There was a time when I was as stupid as you are. But since I got into academia and became a student and had my brain washed by professors who advocate for pedophilia, I feel completely differently now. And so should you. This is another favorite psychological technique of the left. What it does is that it says that if you follow their dictums and do the things that they say to do, that you can be just as smart as their rulers are. Don't you want to be as smart as them? Or would you rather be stupid? It's as obvious a technique as Madison Avenue uses to sell so many cheeseburgers. Let's keep going.
By changing our view about pedophilia as a society, and by offering them support and therapy, we can help millions of people to live better lives, and we can effectively reduce child sexual abuse. No one is responsible for their feelings, but everyone is responsible for their actions. I thank you very much.
And she walks off stage to tremendous applause. And what's the message she swans off stage with? If you guys do all this great stuff that we tell you to do, there'll be less child sexual abuse. See, this is a very similar argument, again, because the left loves to use the same techniques in different places, to the one that says you can't criticize Mohammedans for raping, torturing, terrorizing and killing people, because that will make them rape, terrorize, torture, and kill people. Guys, it doesn't work. But I'm going to read Chip's main comment here that he put in with the video. You thought Bake the Cake was bad. Just wait for Hire the Babysitter. The pedo babysitter who goes to his monthly therapy session to, quote, control his urges, unquote. If you don't hire the pedo babysitter, you will be a pedophobe, a bigot. They want pedophobe to become the new transphobe. They want it to be against the law to discriminate against pedophiles, and that includes hiring them for jobs where they will be around children. They want it to be taboo and illegal to shame pedophilia and to have the right to discriminate against associating with pedophiles. What's after that, you say? They will then argue that children can, quote, consent, unquote. The left is already saying that even toddlers can, quote, consent, unquote. They will then argue that since children can, quote, consent, unquote, that pedophiles having sex with children is just fine if the child, quote, consents, unquote. Then they will teach your children in elementary school during sex ed that they have the freedom to, quote, consent, unquote, to sex with adults, just like they have the freedom to, quote, choose, unquote, to become the opposite gender, take experimental hormone medication, and lap off their genitals. This is what is down the pike. This is what we are fighting against right now. Don't be fooled by the people saying that we can, quote, make the children safe, unquote, by, quote, not judging pedophiles, unquote. So they can, quote, get help, unquote. If someone needs special counseling and medication to prevent them from raping a child, or an adult for that matter, they do not have a, quote, different sexual orientation, end quote. They have a serious mental illness and are a threat to society. We must not give a single inch to the pedophile normalization agenda. Now, folks, there is just not very much that I couldn't add to that. Of course, a lot of it I knew immediately after I heard this audio. I didn't even need to read the comment for myself, but I wanted to read it for you because I want you to completely and totally understand the absolute seriousness of this situation. That's the reason I'm doing this show. The left is going full on, and all of its elements are working to normalize pedophilia, just as they're working to normalize Islam, just as they're working to normalize violence against anyone who disagrees with any aspect of the progressive left's overall agenda. This all works to a plan. Some of it comes from Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Some of it comes from some of the same techniques that were used in Nazi Germany. Again, people, don't be fooled. Those who are calling you the Nazis are Nazis themselves, because they're the ones willing to turn to violence to get their point across. Don't let them define and mark out your world for you. In any way that you can, use your talents to stand up for the young people of this world. Do not allow them to be the meat for the tables of hungry pedophiles. This is a fight that we can and will win, but we all have to participate and push back. Now, after all that horror, I think it's time for an Awesome American segment, and I've got a good one. We head down to North Carolina for this Awesome American in a story posted on June the 6th, 2018, by WITN-TV Channel 7, Washington, North Carolina.
Good morning. This is it. This is the last week of school for many Eastern Carolina districts, and we are recognizing our final teacher of the week for this school year. This is Ms. Hope Pierce from Wintergreen Primary. Good morning and congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you.
We are so excited to recognize you. I'm going to start by reading a little bit about what the person who nominated Ms. Pierce had to say. So the person who nominated you wrote, she goes above and beyond to make sure the children in her classroom have what they need, and I feel as though she doesn't get the credit she often deserves. So often, children in typical classrooms will tell the teacher, thank you are awesome, you are my favorite teacher. Most of the children in Ms. Pierce's class don't speak well or are nonverbal, so she doesn't get to hear these phrases from them, but she finds that happiness in other ways as a child learns a new word, gives a hug, or makes eye contact without prompting. It goes on and on and on. So you teach in special education, is that right?
Yes.
So such nice words. Tell us a little bit, Wintergreen Primary, tell us a little bit about your background, what you teach or have taught.
Okay. I've been teaching since 1999, and I started in a more of a mild setting where I had kids who would go out into regular ed and come to me who just needed help. And then I started the last 5 years been teaching students with autism. And I just fell in love with autism. I fell in love with the kids. The parents are awesome. They're very supportive. So I've been at Wintergreen. This is my fifth year. And I just love engaging with the kids, learning what their needs are, and learning how to best meet their needs.
Well, I know your work is so, so appreciated, and it takes a special person to do what you do. So we thank you for all of your efforts for the kids here in Eastern Carolina. And we will resume our Teacher of the Week nominations coming up in the fall when the next school year starts. I know so many of us don't want to think about that just yet. No. So we congratulate you again, Ms.
Thank
Pierce.
You.
Now, guys, you may not believe it, but I didn't go out looking for this Awesome American story when I was researching this show. I just went out looking for an Awesome American, and God led me to this one. You see, after talking about all of the people who are willing to use and abuse children, once I found this, I felt that it was extremely apropos to feature someone who has dedicated her life to actually helping children in need. And that is why Hope Pierce of Wintergreen Primary School in Pitt County, North Carolina, WITN-TV's Teacher of the Week for June the 6th, 2018, is an Awesome American. And that is it for this time, people. If you've listened through this whole thing, I appreciate you even more than I normally do for listening to my shows. This wasn't an easy one to do, and I'm sure it wasn't an easy one to listen to. But I hope you pass it on, because the danger to our young people is great. And yet there is hope. Hope in us. And hope in all those who would guard our children and our grandchildren. Thank you for listening. May God speed and strengthen you. And may your God go with you. Goodbye. The Unpleasant Blind Guy is copyright 2018. Anno Domini. Now for Dave's Canes. Extras that help you navigate the new media world.
You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
The new show on the SHR Media Network, Sackheads Against Tyranny, on shrmedia.com. Go there quick like a bunny, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, every Wednesday, live and direct on the SHR Media Network, shrmedia.com. Be there.
When dirty politicians, shadow governments, and deceptive Islam blind the world with fake stream media smoke, their only fear is one man with a cane. I'm Dave Milner. Join me through shrmedia.com, highplainstalkradio.com, and the Western Free Radio Network, at Spreaker, YouTube, and iTunes for a different perspective weekly on The Unpleasant Blind Guy. And catch me on Jeff Mitchell's EDL Radio on blogtalkradio.com. There's
no surrender ever.
Because truth is not always pleasant.
Hey, this is Michael Wright.
And I'm Shannon Wright.
Join us for The Right Way with Shannon and Mike, Monday through Thursday, from 7 to 9 a.m., right here on SHR Media.
Why are they joining us?
For fun things like sports, politics.
Oh, maybe some news and entertainment?
And all kinds of other things.
Money and recipes and events, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so join us Monday through Thursday, 7 to 9 a.m. here on shrmedia.com.
Hey, who's going to take Sean's chair?
I'll run the buttons if you want.
The what?
The slider the thingies.
The
those
what?
Things.
We have those?
Yeah. Right over there.
Where?
It's on the board. Damn technology.
Fucking technology.
I know. What are we going to call it?
Sackhead. Call what?
The show.
What?
The show.
What show?
The new show, Wednesdays. Every Wednesday on shrmedia.com. 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. Sackheads.
Against tyranny.
There you
against
go.
Against tyranny.
I like that. Let's do it.
You guys are porked.
Hello. I'm Tim Hart. I'm the guy BZ hires due to his shameless contract with the SHR Media Network to voice his promos. He'd like me to tell you that the Bloviating Zeppelin's Berserk Bobcat Saloon radio show can be found on SHR Media Network, Spreaker, and YouTube every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Pacific, featuring right thinking from a left brain and doing the job the American media maggots won't. You'll find that the speech is free, but the drinks are not. there, in the saloon, just when safety pin manufacturers are running out of metal for the diapers of the leftists, BZ is sending his personal drones of freedom into the wheelhouses and ossicles of lovers of sovereignty and liberty nationally and globally. Broadcasting behind enemy lines in occupied California, BZ swears that no rights were harmed in the making of this promo.
It's Your Business Diva here, Melanie Collette. I am inviting you to a front row seat as I discuss some of the most intriguing details of wealth and finance with today's movers and shakers in the world of business. Listen in and discover financial truths on a global, domestic, and household scale. Uncover topics that will impact your wallet today and in the future. Money Talk with Melanie airs Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. East, 2 p.m. West, right here on SHR Media and High Plains Pundit Talk Radio. You can't afford to miss it.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.